let me help you set this up, Carrie. I know you've got the information, but for people who don't tune in often, the gold standard for what not to do when you win these big lottery jackpots is this couple who showed up on the Today Show in New York years ago. Mm-hmm. They won a huge jackpot.
It's about 5 years ago now.
How much did they win? Do you know?
$528.8 million.
Yes. Woo! $528 million.
That was splitting the jackpot, by the way. There were three people who won. That was a third of the entire jackpot.
Right. So the gold standard of what not to do, in our opinion, is to take your ticket even before you've taken it to the lottery officials and show it on the Today Show because it's in your shirt sleeve pocket.
Yeah. The whole family, the next day, went on the Today Show and their names were given. Yep. Obviously, their pictures are all over, you know, all over the country. And the guy pulls the winning lottery ticket out of his shirt pocket. It's a little rumpled looking, but he's been carrying it around.
What, the shirt?
Well, that too. He's been carrying that ticket in his pocket around New York City. Not in a wallet, not with a guard, you know, an armed guard walking by, nothing.
Right.
So they interview the family. And the family says, you know what? We're just modest people like y'all, because they're from Tennessee, and I love that. We're just like y'all, he says. And they asked him, are you going to, you know, get big houses and new cars and this and that? And he said, nah, these big fancy houses are nice, but you got to clean them. Okay? So they were planning to live life like normal. She, the wife, was going to go back to work. Fast forward 6 months. According to a tax assessor in Tennessee where they live, the family bought a 10-bedroom home on 320 acres with a private lake at a cost of $6.2
million.
Oh. A little
private
starter
theater,
home.
Eight bathrooms, 10 bedrooms, as we mentioned, that kind of thing. The wife went back to work, but according to people in her little social circle, she wasn't treated very well when she went back to work the day after they won the lottery. And
what?
I don't know why she wasn't treated very well unless she was, you know, people were bugging her all day. Mm-hmm. But here's the kicker. When they went on the Today Show, they were on there with their attorney, okay?
Yeah.
So again, day after they win that giant jackpot, their attorney goes with them to be on the Today Show. Well, apparently, they fired that attorney months after their appearance on the Today Show. They cut ties with the attorney who encouraged them to thrust their earnings into the public eye after collecting the check. So there probably were ramifications going on the Today Show, but the attorney was all like, yeah, come on, let's go. And he even took his daughter on the Today Show.
That was the attorney's daughter?
The attorney's daughter joined the entire family on the set of the Today Show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, okay, was that attorney looking for a little attention, maybe?
Oh, my gosh. So the attorney advised this couple from Tennessee. It was really his encouragement
to go on the Today Show.
Oh, my gosh.
In the public eye before they got their ducks in a row.
Oh.
And now, This follow-up on them was done several years ago, so, you know, don't really know what's going on now, but apparently they're kind of, according to people in their community in Tennessee, they're kind of in hiding.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't go out much and they don't, you know.
See, that's what I mean with that, you know, if you win $10 million, it's a lot of money and you could help a lot of people and do a lot of things, but you could still stay under the radar if you wanted to. $528 million, plus you go on the Today Show and they give your name. I mean, you can't. You're done. I mean, anybody.
I just think it's hilarious that they broke ties with that attorney after he's the one who said, yeah, let's get on the Today Show.
Yeah, they didn't like the ramifications of that. Unbelievable. I wonder if they still live in that house. You know, they got to clean it, right?
So.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.